Alright. So something of value. The forms of thinking can be viewed, in my eyes, like geometry, or sacred geometry, that is. See, people have perspective like people have sides and emotions. There's so many of them. Now, the opportunity that I see with all this potential energy is that you have to align which ones you want to make the image of the person seen to deliver the most energy out of the, say, entity or person. What does that mean? Well, it's kind of like an algorithm. If you know a person for their emotions, because their feelings will dictate their facts more than facts can do anything. Which is strange, I know. So rewriting history can go either way, but if your emotions are swayed, you don't care about the facts now, do you? Strange, isn't it? So, when multiple emotions form a single entity, you got multiple pictures of their reality. Thus, you can bend it to your will, given the frequency in which their emotions are tied to. Sounds a little crazy, doesn't it? But that's why there are so many sides to the person, like sacred geometry. But these sides have boundaries in which they are connected but disconnected. If you can see the picture. Thus why a matrix exists in each person, for the projection of their realm or reality is only that of what they see in themselves. The more layers you put on, the more sides you put around, the harder it is for you to see the full circle of things. So stay blind, stay asleep. Don't know which form of your consciousness is actually taking control as you go about each day, each night, each moment, each sensation. What really drives you? Now, to correct something that is seemingly so complicated is to keep it simple. It always has been. But simplicity is always a dismissity for those who don't understand themselves and why something as simple as love, the overwhelming feeling and sensation between lust and infatuation, love, each their own in the description as it describes. They may describe love as a feeling inside or something they have to tangibly see, which is another layer to that false reality. Love. A feeling oh so bright giving a situation or oh so dark giving the wrong litigations. Love. Could you feel it? Could you embrace it? Could you taste it? Could you know? If love was right there in front of it, would you even embrace it, though? Because love can infer many things, but love will only give you one. That is, do you know yourself to embrace love when it comes? But, again, another side of something people don't know how to see beyond that to what they want to believe or what they fear to believe. So, we ask ourselves, how can we get all these collective bodies of energy to see what they most desire or see what they fear? And the answer was very clear. Simply allow themselves to lose themselves from where they once came. Therefore, they have no idea or direction to which they go. Those who do not remember the path in which they traverse to the destination will always lose themselves in the most particular situations. You need to know your past. You need to embrace it too. Or else this future, that light inside of you, will no longer see the path of you. But again, some things people need to experience. Some people need to experience things. But they often get to experience themselves first. And that is why the light inside of them dims ever so quickly. Then the world seems so scripted. So, here are the lines. Are you ready to read and play? As you hold the opportunities in front of you, you still play the wrong way. Perhaps the keys that you once discovered that give you perception did not go to all the doors in which you desired insight. For fear of foregoing the things that you have some perspective on, should never give you the wrong impression that the insight will not be right. Those senses, well, some of you have the sixth sense, as they call it, discernment, intuition, an actually streamlined connection to the one source, faint sometimes, overwhelming at others. But to each perspective of each person touched by the connection, gives them their own perception of themselves. Therefore, another battle of conflict begins if a resolution was never resolved. When one accepts their abilities, more interference shall be delivered. If one puts up shields and protection, more physical intervention will be delivered. If one put up spiritual awareness, more spiritual distractions will be delivered. You see, the balance of energy is only focused on one's mind. And with that duality that everyone faces in this illusion called time, they're going to constantly construct their own images. And the more they fight against that of what they already naturally know is true, the more spiritual energy they exert, giving it away to sources beyond that in which they have any idea what it they are here to do. Nevertheless, try to stay focused. Now that was valuable. Thank you. It may be a little too much for some, though, but again, to each their own. If you wish not to understand the differences between your past, present, and future, stay asleep and let you go from one universe to a metaverse before you know it. I guess that explains why it's difficult for some people to answer simple questions. Putting on so many layers just to try to suit a situation that wasn't suitable for you. You know, situations where you just tolerate it and not really appreciate it. The layers you gotta put on just to try to be accepted. So that there are genuine people who really want to be known from trying to be genuine enough to get other people to know they are genuine too, to build up a genuine community of genuine individuals. Bloodshed. Can't help those who don't want to help themselves. Can't see those who can't see themselves. Definitely can't love those who can't love themselves. So that's why I feel like sometimes we all don't even have anybody else. We're fucking forgetting the basic principles of love thyself. It's not selfish. It's not self-centered. It's not arrogant. It's not none of that. It's giving you that vulnerability to yourself, to love yourself enough to really accept all of your motherfucking self, to where when you really get some love from someone else by any means, by any source, you can see it for the value of what it is, because you already know the value in you. But people keep missing that, and that's why love seems to be a distant fucking view. Love is only an opportunity where they can feel like they're going to get hurt or sabotage their own blessings coming to them. Because love to them had never been something they accepted within. And sometimes that's a little bit of a big pill to swallow, you know what I'm saying? Because if love was never in a perspective a validation in something as close as a home, something as close as a religion, something as close as a close friend, a relationship, a companion. If the love was never really there in a conditioning sense, then love was never going to be validated, even in the smallest sense. So now that we become more adults, we become more, you know, aware for most people, if not more conditioned and jaded and hated for others. But once we become more into that block, into that bracket, into that perspective, we got to realize that it's time for a new directive. You know, if the love in ourselves begins to get to a point where it's really validated and appreciated for ourselves, seeing the love around us becomes so much clearer, so much easier to discern, so much easier to evaluate, so much easier to appreciate. But all it takes is just a few moments out of your day, out of your breaths of life, out of your time, to just validate what really makes you feel the love for yourself. You know, if you had to look at yourself from the outside source or outside perspective, how would you accept the love from yourself or love for another point of view of you? It's like, if your future self can come to your present self with all the love you know he's going to need and want, would you accept it now in your present self, even though it's your future self that's giving you this love? You know? And could your present self be conscious enough and aware enough to give your past self, when your most vulnerable self in the past, the love you presently have awareness of? These are the type of shit, these are the type of questions that makes awareness, reflection, and insight a hell of a thing. Because when it comes straight out with it, and you really begin to acknowledge all those things in yourself, the world around you becomes a whole nother habitat. The reality changes dramatically. You'd be able to fine-tune the small visions around you to the fine-tune the things that you want to be affecting you. But like when I spoke of about layers, some people put on so many motherfucking layers, man. It is. Oh, woo-hoo. Damn, is all you can say to that. Because if you got so many layers on yourself, don't it get hot underneath there? Don't it get, like, building up pressure? I mean, like, that's just a metaphoric sense, but still. Because at some point, you got to reprieve, or you got to relieve and release yourself from yourself to realize, okay, I survived a lot of shit up until this point in this timeline. in this existence, in my awareness. And I feel like I can survive a whole lot more. But is the survival of trials I'm asking for going to be something on the outside that I have to physically touch and go through? Or is it going to be on the inside that I got to be spiritually aware and mentally alert to realize how much it's going to help or hurt me too? Because when one person gets caught up in one part of a perspective, or like how much this hurt, how much that hurt, you will never be able to see how much you learned from something else before that used to hurt you. How much you learned from something else before that used to trick and just disillude you. But now you can see it as a pleasure. Now you can see it as an opportunity. Now you can see it as a new layer of how you become aware of yourself to appreciate and validate yourself. Not a victim to yourself. But it's hard, I know. It's difficult. It's challenging. Maybe these are the challenges people don't want to face, but they want to face the fact that they want to know who knows more about a fucking TV show, or who knows more about what's going on in someone's life, but don't know how to take two steps out of their day to realize what makes them feel happy, and in the smallest way. It's cool. You know? I guess. That's just something valuable.